Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The White House is hosting a conference today titled Helping Our Children Explore, Learn, and Dream Without Limits, Breaking Down Gender Stereotypes in Media and Toys. It's bringing together retail and media leaders, parents, activists, to talk about changing the approach to media and toys, to change the jobs that boys and girls might choose down the line. Today, about 71% of jobs in science, technology, engineering, and math, what's known as STEM, go to men. 91% of nurses are women. Jess Wiener is CEO of Talk to Jess, a consulting firm that advises brands on these issues. She's also an adjunct professor at the University of Southern California. She's at the conference. So, Jess, tell us more about this thinking.
Well, we know that the images that girls and boys see at early ages, both in their toys and media content, impact the way that they dream about their futures, the way they see potential occupations. And right now in this country, we have over 500,000 unfilled STEM jobs, as an example. And so if girls aren't encouraged to go into non-traditional careers like science, technology, engineering, and math, we end up losing out on potentially on workforce issues as well. And if boys subsequently aren't encouraged to go into more nurture-based careers, teaching and nursing, we know that those jobs also can be underfilled. So part of it is looking at it from a big macro level of how does this impact our workforce and our job force? And on a micro level, how does this impact our children's healthy self-development? And we know that when they interact with toys and media, it sends them messages about their future.
But just how can you change things? Because yes, you're going to have people talk today about what their own stereotypes might be. But don't some studies I remember show that girls do gravitate towards the beautiful American Girl dial? Guys do gravitate more towards the chemistry sets. I mean, how can companies play a role in changing that? They're just making the toys.
Well, companies are playing a role in changing that, and the companies that we have here today are going to be speaking about how they are leaning into more inclusivity and multidimensionality when it comes to boys and girls. I would challenge that old notion of what is, you know, all girls do this or all boys do that. I think what we're trying to get at here is that there is a much deeper emotional layer for boyhood and girlhood in our country that we're not talking about at the levels that we should, and that everybody has their role to play. And so I think companies absolutely are listening to this because this is their new generation of consumers. This is their millennial parents and their children and what their children are interested in. And this is important for them, not just from a sales perspective, but from a workforce perspective and from a messaging perspective.
Is it as simple in some ways as a company maybe putting pictures of girls on the box of a chemistry set or boys on the box of dolls or, the media, television shows showing a little boy who likes his doll or a girl who likes to play with a train set?
Well, I think it is about showing co-gendered play for sure. I think the more images that we can see of diverse and inclusive relationships between boys and girls are really healthy and ultimately very necessary for challenging these gender stereotypes.
Yeah. Jess, tell us one thing that might surprise us from this conference, either a parent or a producer of toys or media, just one thing that might surprise. I mean, I guess a question too, are people who actually are part of sending out these gender images, are they surprised?
I think one of the things that we'd be surprised about is that the issues that are facing boys are also facing girls. They're all struggling to have deeper connections and smart relationships and want to be challenged in their life based on who they are and not what they're perceived to be interested in by their gender. I think that's a universal principle. It may be surprising for some to hear. I think it's important for all of us to realize.
Not just a girl issue. Jess Wiener, CEO of Talk to Jess, who helped organize today's conference at the White House. Jess, thank you.
Thank you so much.